Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub. Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, it's Zolak and Bertrand. Beetleout Hardy in. Scott Zolak in Rentham. And then Tim McBone McCone is behind the glass like Robin Quivers today. He is in his own separate airlock studio.
Are you going to smell his feet like Stern smelt Quivers?
I know he kissed her feet when he was trying to get her to come back.
Oh, that's right.
After pig vomit fired her.
Pay attention, McCone. You don't get a lot of air time. Wake up.
He's got one earbud in one ear. He's plugging it.
He's a professional.
Tough start. Tough start so far.
It's not going well.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
That's good.
I don't know how this is going to go today. We'll find out. Zoe, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How you doing, pal?
Really, really, really good. We're going to keep talking Cam Newton. We got a chance to talk a lot about a lot of it yesterday, but I know that you have more thoughts.
I do.
All right. So we are going to start now. Other people have been weighing in on this too, but anything that came to your mind last night after we started talking about it, and we talked about it for a few hours yesterday, anything that came to mind for you last night that you thought, oh, wait a bit, wait a second, there's also this.
Well, the lack of a market for him. I think that's kind of what, I don't know if that surprised me, but to find out that the Cleveland Browns were the only other team to really take the temperature or to pick up the phone and check in, I don't want to say scares a little bit, because if the guy's right, and I think that's the big gamble here, right? If the guy's right, yeah, you bring him in. I think he's got a two-month tryout. I really do. I think he's got a two-month tryout here, meaning the month of July, the month of August. Because really, when you study stuff about Cam Newton and you realize what Cam Newton is as a player, as a teammate, and all, he's not a backup. I think Cam wants to be a starter. I think Cam feels that he's done enough in this league to get the opportunity to be the starter. Now, if Jarrett Stidham beats him out, which I'm still going to say Stidham's going to be the starter. I don't think Cam Newton will be on the football team.
Okay, we're going to get to that in a few minutes.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the biggest questions. Kurt Warner is weighing in on this. Ron Rivera, and you and I have both watched, by the way, The Decision, the show that was on Sunday night about LeBron James and the now infamous Jim Gray hosted TV program where he announced his decision to take his talents to Miami. So
another Herb.
All of that will be coming up a little bit later. But to start with Cam Newton, the thing I wanted to start with has to do with what Bucky Brooks said. And this was, by the way, on a podcast with a former intern of ours. Do you know what intern is now? I guess he's hosting the podcast and he had Bucky Brooks on last night.
It's got to be Chris Mason.
No. Arjuna.
Shut up.
You remember Arjuna?
Arjuna. Didn't he go to like Nesson?
I thought he went to ESPN.
Or
SI. I'm not sure.
He was intriguing. Arjuna. I miss him.
He was great. Arjuna was fantastic. But Arjuna is hosting like...
That kid blended, man.
What do you mean by blended?
He just came in and it felt like he was with us from day one. And
well, Arjuna was never
like
felt
like Nate would come in. Sorry, but Nate would come in. I'd just sit there and stare at him. You know, and like he didn't care about nothing.
I'm sorry,
but that also intrigued me too.
McCone's
like Nate turned me on too.
McCone is looking at me through the glass right now and just smiling. What is it, McCone? Is it because it's so odd?
I thought we were just going to do intern power rankings for the next 30 minutes. That's what I thought was the play.
We can do that.
Yeah,
we can
do
pencil that in. Hello. Arjuna hosts the podcast. It's something to do with the NFL Network, I guess. What is it?
What's Jared? It called? Hey, it's Arjuna?
No, when he left here, he went to NFL Network to be like a production assistant.
Oh,
okay.
He went
bastard.
Out to L.A., and then he started working on the podcast side. He doesn't host the podcast. Bucky Brooks and Daniel Jeremiah host the podcast. And Jeremiah wasn't in for this like emergency Cam Newton podcast, so they brought in the producer Arjuna to co-host with Bucky Brooks.
Okay, so he's a okay. All right, that makes sense.
Nice.
All right. Well, here's Bucky Brooks from that podcast yesterday.
He's like a mini Lotho, by the way. You know what I mean? Like Jim could be like an on-air guy. He could also produce a show.
That's right. He wears many hats. All right. Here's
sure does. He's bald.
Here's from the Bucky Brooks podcast yesterday.
11 games in 2018 before the big injury, Cam Newton was completing almost 70% of his passes, averaging 245 pass yards per game, 22-7 touchdown to interception ratio. Passer rating was 103.7, and he had 400 plus rushing yards. So when people talk about Cam Newton falling off the cliff, he didn't fall off the cliff. He got hurt.
Right.
And so if he is anything like he was in 2018, combined with the way that the Patriots play, with their defense and their running game and not making mistakes, let's be honest. Do we really believe anyone in the AFC East is better than the Patriots at this moment? Like the Jets? No. The Dolphins? No. Everyone is up on the Bills, but let's do it this way. If we're playing one game, would you rather have Cam Newton or Josh Allen?
Cam all day.
Right. So,
yeah.
So when we really talk about it, like it sounds like, the demise of the Patriots was imminent, but it really wasn't. Then you give them a quarterback. I just don't understand how they don't win the division based on how they've lorded over division for the last decade plus. I just can't see how anybody's going to overtake them.
Number one, is that Arjuna who says Cam all day?
Cam all day. Cam all day.
Cam all day.
Cam all day.
Cam all day.
Cam all day.
Hold on. Cam all day.
Cam all day.
Cam all day.
Okay, right. Fine. I'm with you, Bucky. That's fine. That's great. I think you make some excellent points there. My question then to you, Zoe and McBone, what took the Patriots so long? What took them so long? If it's that obvious that all it was injury that derailed him after this great season he was having in 2018, mm-hmm. What took the Patriots so long?
That they like what they have.
Do
so
they?
you take what Bucky Brooks just said right there. So the Patriots are going to have to win differently. They're going to have to win with running the football, protecting the football, run with a really good defense that they have right now, and take Cam Newton's name out. Why can't you put Jarrett Stidham's name in there? That here's a kid in year two that has been with Josh, that has been with Bill, that it was met weekly with Bill, and Bill's beating him. Then protect the football first. Protect the football first. Manage the game. We're going to manage the game and get in and out of the huddle, make good decisions, get the ball into the playmaker's hands, and go and lead the football team. Why can't that be Jarrett Stidham? Why does it have to be Cam Newton? Because if they had Cam Newton circled and targeted from day one, Cam Newton right now would be making $7 million as a base salary, and they would have got him right away when he got released. Yeah.
So what changed in that time?
I think Corona has changed things. Again, to stuff that I talked about last week. You know, they're talking about rookies not reporting on time. We'll get to that, too. I think you're acquiring as much talent as you can because I think you may need bodies. Jared might come back from Texas of all the wedding circuits that he's hit and his wedding crashers, a little thing he's got going on now. And say halfway through camp, he gets Corona and he's shelved for 2 weeks. Now you got Cam Newton. Now you get that guy ready. Say he gets it. You get Hoyer ready. You get an option of guys ready because I think you need multiple people at each position. Just gives you an opportunity to look at more guys. I'm telling you, you're going to have to rep people throughout this camp.
Yeah, but Cam Newton isn't like bringing in another Ryan Mallett. He's not
sure.
Having another serviceable guy who can go back there, not throw the ball away, hand it off a lot. Cam Newton is a game changer. He's a team changer. That changes things. And that's not a plug and play. Oh, we're going to go with Stidham. If Stidham gets coronavirus, we're going to put Cam Newton in. What? It's totally different. It's a totally different football game between those two
totally
guys.
Different offense.
It's
totally
two totally
offense.
Different offenses. So, no, I'm not buying that. I'm not buying that it's coronavirus related. We just want to have three quarterbacks on the roster. If that's the case, then you have three quarterbacks who essentially play the same type of game.
I think that is part of it. I think it is also that you've got an additional now two and a half months of recovery to where, okay, you've been keeping in contact with him. You've talked to people like North Turner who we'll get to other stuff regarding Cam, to where now you're seeing these videos come out where, wow, this kid looks in phenomenal shape. He looks great. Looks maybe he's like, plus you get this little pissed off guy, right? That's kind of like you want a guy that wants to prove something. That, and I know Richard Sherman was out there ripping. Oh, he's a transitional player. He's a once in a lifetime type talent. It's bullcrap that he gets this. You know what? I give Cam Newton credit because he came here and took a less salary because he wants to prove something. That if it does work out for him and he takes a team to the playoff, this guy's going to make bank next year. So I mean, there's many reasons I think why Cam Newton is here, and I think there's many reasons why it took so long. That the price is right, the risk is right, the timing's right, and the fact that you got a good locker room that it could absorb that type of talent and that ego, and more importantly, blend more so than any other team in the National Football League within a culture, within a locker room. And Bill knows that. He knows his leaders. He knows his captains. And I think it would be seamlessly, he would fit seamlessly here initially when he gets here. And then it's up to him what he does with it. You got to see it. You got to wait and see.
I find it fascinating that, you know, we were led to believe that Jared Stidham is the guy. Jared Stidham is the answer. We love Jared Stidham. He's going to be the guy going forward. Absolutely. Right up until Cam Newton signed here on Sunday night for $1 million. And now the general consensus is if Cam Newton is healthy, he is far and away the starting quarterback for the Patriots week one and the entire season. And now they're the clear-cut favorite, if he's healthy, to not only win the division but go deep into the playoffs. And I'm left here thinking, well, if it's such a stark contrast between Cam Newton and Jared Stidham, why would you let $5 or $6 million stand in the way between you having a guy who – we were told is the guy, but guess what? He's really not the guy. Between that and having the guy that can absolutely deliver you another successful season here in New England, what you're gonna let $5-6 million hold that up? We're not talking about a tight end. We're not talking about a slot receiver.
No, we're talking about the most
important player on any football team. And this guy is an absolute game changer, and it changes the way your team is going to play football. It's going to change the way you're perceived around the league, and you waited until he was a bargain?
Well, I don't know anything on this. Hold on, McCone.
Hold on, McCone.
Sorry. Sorry. I haven't talked to anybody, so I don't know. I don't know what the discussions are they had with Cam, but just – knowing, looking at the player, knowing situations like this in the past where you have guys that just think they're different. They're not a backup. You know, they want the opportunity to bounce and play, and there are going to be teams because there are injuries. Cam may have had a discussion with them that I want to come in with the opportunity to compete. And I said, okay, we'll give you that opportunity. And Cam could say, okay, now if that doesn't work out and I'm a good teammate in that week one, I may ask for my release because I don't want to sit here and back up, and I don't want to be patient in that state. It's like, I want to play, and I want to play right away. I've been hurt. I've proven that I could get healthy, and there's got to be an opportunity for me out there somewhere. And that can happen. That's the way I look at it. Not that they're going to come to save money. I think they'd love to have all three here. They would love to have all three on the roster. I just don't know if Cam would be comfortable standing with his helmet off, you know, playing the number two role. But what's kind of cool is you got both guys from Auburn. So you get that working for you. So maybe they'll have a little good working relationship there. Go ahead, McCone. What do you got?
We're talking about the team that just let the greatest quarterback, the greatest football player of all time walk out the door, right?
Here's my man. Yeah.
So, you know, when it comes to saving $4 or $5 million, yeah, they're going to do it. There's no team that knows the market like the Patriots do, right? So my guess is that they honestly said to Cam Newton, here's a 1-year deal for $7 million, take it or leave it. And he's sitting there going, really? I'm a former MVP and I'm going to make this? This is really what I'm getting? And you know what? There were no other people out there. The Patriots had the market nailed. They nailed the market with Cam Newton.
All right. Hold on to that thought because we're going to talk about why there wasn't more of a market or any market for Cam Newton. As we continue here, Zola and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
This is how the pros.
That's great. Thank you, Peter. You're proud of yourself.
Do Sports Talk Radio.
Your microphone is down. Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm just,
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 Sports Hub.
And the truth of the matter is that Cam Newton did not have any other offers from any other teams. There was nobody that was calling him and lighting up his phone, trying to recruit him to a certain city. There was one other team that did have one conversation with him. It was very brief. It didn't go very far. But the Cleveland Browns did speak to Cam Newton at one point in time. But those talks never really went anywhere. They did with New England, and Cam winds up on a one-year contract with the Patriots, which makes all the sense in the world.
Zolak and Bertrand here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Hardy in for Beetle. Tim McCone in as well. The Adam Schefter saying that other than the Browns, no one really in on Cam Newton. How could that be? How could nobody out there see a need or would be willing to make a spot for Cam Newton? Zo?
Sorry, it's interesting. Like what other teams that are contenders would say, okay, look at a guy like Ryan Tannehill. It was brought in by the Titans last year. Mariota was their guy. That didn't end up working out. Tannehill goes on a run. They end up signing him to a big deal. But when you make a $28 million commitment to a guy, it's hard to bring this type of player, meaning his dynamic, his ego, his what he thinks he is, what he wants to be, meaning a starter, into that room and make him complacent to where he would be a role player as a backup. See, I don't think Cam Newton's a backup. He really has to go out and outperform Jared Stidham to earn the starting job here, or I really don't think he'll end up being here. Meaning I think he will ask to be dealt or go somewhere else or released to have the opportunity to play, because it takes a special type of guy to want to sit there and be the backup and be a role player. And I think ideally it'd be nice to get Stidham another year to sit there and learn, but if he's ready, yeah, let's go. Let's see what the kid's got.
All right, well, let's do process of elimination. The teams at the top we don't have to think about because they would not see a need for him.
Probably Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, okay, but Ben's arm's going to hold up.
Chiefs, Seahawks, Cowboys, Ravens, they've got their quarterback. Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, Kirk Cousins in Minnesota, Deshaun Watson in Houston, Jimmy Garoppolo in San Francisco. All right? This is where it starts to get a little interesting. Matt Ryan with the Falcons. Would you see any need to bring in somebody like Cam Newton? Okay.
Nope.
Drew Brees, he signed there with the Saints, so they're all set. Kyler Murray with the Cardinals. All right. The Bucs have their quarterback. The Bengals have Joe Burrow. Phillip Rivers is with the Colts. Ryan Tannehill is with the Titans. Okay. So far, no need, and we're halfway through the league. Gardner Minshew with the Jaguars. Would you see
Jaguars seem like a potential spot? Like even Carolina. Okay, Teddy Bridgewater's there. They paid Teddy to go.
Yes.
Play there.
Okay, so back
what's
to back.
What's crazy
right
is
there.
Like there's a need and it's like he can't fit there. That's like what makes you scratch your head. Like, okay, why has he been out there this long? Why didn't it work in Carolina? Is it really Matt Rhule? Is it really Tepper down there? Is it really the fact that he didn't want to be there?
Well, think
because
about
on that video last night, he said, trust me, I never asked to leave Carolina. I want to be here forever. They wanted this.
Right.
It's like that makes you go, okay. Like Arizona's got Kyler Murray.
Well, put it as simply as that. So
Dallas has Dak. There's really not a lot of teams that said, hey, we need a guy. Yeah. We need a guy. New England needs. They think they got the guy, but they don't know for sure.
But Carolina had the guy. They went with Teddy Bridgewater. If you convince yourself that Jared Stidham isn't going to be the guy this year,
instead of Cam Newton,
do you want Teddy Bridgewater or Cam Newton?
I would take Cam 10 times out of 10.
I think I'd take Cam Newton too.
So would I.
So why did they take Teddy Bridgewater?
Who knows better than Carolina what's going on with Cam Newton? This is the issue. Lions don't need anybody. What about Derek Carr with the Raiders? You're going to go with Derek Carr again? He's their guy.
Cincinnati's got a guy.
Pittsburgh's
got their guy, but of course his arm could fall apart. Who knows?
Cleveland was interested for a second.
That's because their guy's a dink. No, seriously, like, is he going to be right, or is he going to take it serious this year?
Some of the other guys now, you have Jared Stidham there, but he is a fourth-round pick in 2019, which is saying, okay, he's a young guy, you think he's the guy. It's different from what the Chargers and the Dolphins have in Herbert and Tagovailoa, because these guys are more easily identifiable as being, we're 90% certain he's the guy.
Right.
Here it's been a process of convincing that Jared Stidham is the guy. And, oh, by the way, this gets back to the fact that apparently the Patriots aren't convinced either because they just signed Cam Newton. So let's take that for what it's worth. Daniel Jones with the Giants, is he the guy? Should they have looked at Cam Newton?
No, Daniel Jones should be the guy. They're a young guy that actually put up some good numbers.
Okay.
And here's what scares me. So Ron Rivera, his coach, who's been his coach and his coach that took them to the Super Bowl when that team was 17-1 going into that Denver Super Bowl, you know, is on record recently saying, oh, man, look at Cam. He looks really healthy. He looks good. Looks like it's really trending well in the right direction for him, and he is about to explode. So you get fired and you go to the Redskins. Why don't you bring your guy with you if he's ready to explode?
If you're in Chicago, is it 100% obvious you go with Nick Foles over Cam Newton?
Well, now, because they made a decision to bring Foles in, you know?
I know.
Yeah.
But at the time, would you consider Cam Newton?
Sure.
I would have considered him along with Nick Foles.
Yeah, absolutely.
Josh Allen, I think we have a divisional bias here. So you either think nothing of Josh Allen or you think
nothing of him.
You think the Bills have something going there?
I see deer in the headlights. I see Mitch Trubisky at 270.
I think they have something going there, as do the Jets with Sam Darnold. I wouldn't touch either one of those guys. Drew Lock with the Broncos.
Meh.
I don't know. Dwayne Haskins is playing for the Redskins.
The Redskins, that's the one to me. Like Zoe said, your old coach is there. He wants to establish a new culture, and you're out there for this long, and they didn't. I mean, Zoe, you would know better than me, but like a rookie quarterback like Haskins, who's brutal last year, I mean, how much time do you need to realize, like, you know what, this guy can't play?
The problem is, too, you're paying Alex Smith a ton of money.
Yeah.
He's trying to come back from the horrific, absolutely horrific leg injury. Haskins, you drafted, you know, the top pick. You got an owner that butts his head in. You know, when you're the new coach here, you sort of gotta listen to the guy that's gonna sign the bottom right corner of your checks. And it's just like, here's your former coach saying the kid looks great, he's trending right, it looks like he's about ready to explode. And how are you not interested in him? It makes me hesitate.
It makes me.
I'm not trying to downplay Cam. I mean, if Cam's right, then he should run away with this, right?
You would think. Let's go to Jake in Boston here. Jake, you're on Zolak and Bertrand. Hardy in for Beetle. McCone is
gentlemen.
Here. What's up, Jake?
Do we want to call this what it is, which is a million-dollar publicity stunt with some very high upside? I mean, Zoe, I agree with you. This is a flyer. This is just like John Lynch. It's just like Demaryius Thomas or Reggie Wayne or any big name that's, I think, done, but could be wrong, that's ventured through here that we didn't see any differently or shouldn't view any differently this time around. But for $1 million, guys, no one's talking about how the Patriots were just docked at top 100 pick in the draft next year. No one's talking about Bob Kraft's child being back in the news. No one's talking about Bill Belichick and what he needs to say to his team because he supports a politician, because they just find a flashy African-American quarterback. And that's great. And Cam was a great player. I hope he still is a great player. But there is the wives thing. And when recent events have happened, Linda was one of those who could not get enough posting for social clout from her beach house, million-dollar home in Nantucket, Black Lives Matter this, Black Lives Matter that. And fine, she's certainly entitled to, but this was a bully job. You don't think Linda's sitting here reading the press clipping?
Hey, Jake, if that's the case, why not sign Colin Kaepernick?
because Colin Kaepernick has no upside whatsoever and hasn't played the game in 3 years. At least Cam Newton was a former MVP. I don't hate the move at $1 million. No one's going to disagree that it's a bad move, but it makes no football sense, which is why it's a publicity stunt. You're going to have to run two completely different offenses if you have a 70% Cam Newton, or you have to admit, like Zoe said, anything less than the old Cam Newton gets cut here because you can't run two different offenses. This was a publicity stunt.
Well, Jake, I would agree with you, except for the fact that I am not willing to swallow that Jared Stidham is 100% the guy. I'm not. And if he is a publicity stunt, what are they going to do? Keep him on the roster as a backup?
This guy's Robo QB if he's right.
You're going to have Cam Newton?
He's an unstoppable rebel force, okay?
Yeah,
they played against him. They don't do publicity stunts there. What they do is they take chances on guys that have miles on them. Like, okay, we got a Mercedes, we got a Lamborghini here, but Lamborghini's got 85,000 miles on it. Instead of buying a brand new, we're going to buy it. Take a chance on it at 85, and if it doesn't really run right, we'll flip it to the next idiot that comes along.
Yeah, and I'm not going to get
this
into
what they
all,
do.
I'm
they
not going to get all the conspiracy stuff. Jake sounds like he is not a big believer or supporter in the Black Lives Matter movement. I will say
I didn't know where he was going with that.
What's
Linda got to do with it?
Okay, just leave it there. Okay,
that's his thing though. He calls all the time and talks about the social media. You know, profiles of the wives and the Stidhams and all that stuff, the Belichicks and all that.
Everything
who cares?
I think Jake is the guy who likes to insert politics into every conversation.
Those are
guys that I really like to.
I mean, as we all know,
those are people I like to engage. Those are the fun people, I think, in life. The ones that, you know.
That's the guy you want to hang out with on the fourth.
That's the guy.
McCone, you ready to party this weekend?
Big time.
That's the guy on the 4th of July who 2 minutes into any conversation will bring up either Obama or Trump and rail against either one. It's like, wow, that's not what I'm here for.
But also seems like the type of person that, like, you know, the type of person that believes everything they see, like, about Facebook, your friends' Facebook lives versus their real lives and how they're, it's exactly the same all the time, right?
Right. I don't think... to put this to bed, I don't think if you're doing it as a publicity stunt, you can get away with signing either Cam Newton or Colin Kaepernick and then just sticking them on the sideline and saying, like, here, see what we did? Yeah. Like, you don't think people would see through that? I'm not buying it. All right, let's get the headlines here from McCone, who is in his... We got to come up
closet.
With... It's not a closet. It's a big studio.
It's pretty roomy.
No, that's, yeah. I mean, that's the size of, you know, a normal radio studio.
Look at the camera, McCone. Look at the camera.
You want me to pull a Sarge? All right, here you go.
Oh, look at, I haven't seen that angle yet. McCone is a handsome devil, isn't he?
Soft seven.
Soft seven Providence.
We'll get the update from McCone, and then I want to ask you, Zoe, do you truly remember? Do you remember
Do you remember
of 2018?
Collins, play that. Play that, Jim, coming back.
No,
do you remember
Phil
Collins?
No, it's Michael. Do you remember the time? Come on. We'll flip a coin in here, but we'll talk about the Cam Newton of 2018 coming up next here on 98.5 The Sports.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Zoe, do you remember? Do you remember that T-Bone tried using this song as the rejoin for This Date in Show History?
Yeah.
I did not remember.
Horrendous. You know what's worse than that? Pull up the video of McCone in that Studio B over there.
What? Yeah, now you're calling for TV to re-rack video?
Would you? Did your mom pack your lunchbox too and put like, did you write your name inside your shorts?
First of all,
your lunchbox. You get your own windscreen that says Tim on it. What a DB. What a D-bag.
Well, I
Jesus,
did not write it.
Did you write it any larger, McCone?
I was gifted this windscreen this morning. They pulled it out for me. I didn't realize.
It was like a 5-year-old wrote it.
Okay. That is Engineer Charlie. He wrote names on a lot of the windscreens. So, number one, that was not Tim. Number two.
Written in crayon?
It's self-promotion.
Number two, McCone has two outfits. He has the light blue dress shirt, and he has the plain white T-shirt. That's it. Those are the two things that he wears. There was one other washed out colored T-shirt that you used to wear. I want to say it was green.
Yeah.
What T-shirt is that?
That was a long, long time ago. I don't think I have that anymore. You're right. I have like three options. If I wear the blue button down, Zoe stuffs me in a locker every time I come in. So I decided not to go with that today.
You buttoned it to the damn top. You look like one of my stiff neighbors. So he's throwing a freaking beeper on his belt.
He's wearing the plain white tee today, which is fine. And we also have to decide on a name for the room that he's in. We're either going to call it the McCone Zone or the Tim Bin.
I like the Herb Shed.
That's not an option. You have two choices. McCone Zone or the Tim Bin.
I like the Tim Bin. What about the pickle bin?
Well, if we go with Tim
Bin. You go to one of them apple picking farms, you can reach in there and you can get all kind of different flavored pickles. Looks like a pickle bin in there.
If we go with the Tim Bin, we're also going to add a segment in the show today called Tim's Bits, where he's just going to favor us with, you know, a few bits and pieces of stories floating around in the world of sports, entertainment, what have you. That you could entertain us with, maybe say like 120 today.
I like that.
You want to do Tim?
That. Yeah, let's pencil it in.
Tim's Bits at 120.
Done.
Okay.
You can update us on all the stuff down in Rhode Island. They up their game, another phase. They're ready to go.
Big
rocking
time.
And rolling.
We're going to do a Carl Reiner tribute segment here today, too. So Carl Reiner passed away, a film director.
Oh, my God. Ocean's 11.
He was in Ocean's 11, which was on TV last night. He's great in that movie.
What's his name?
Carl
Mr.
Reiner.
Mr. Bid. Mr. Gig. It's a gear there. What the hell is
his name? Well, his fake name is Lyman Zerga.
Zerga. Mr. Zerga.
Saul,
I believe, is his.
Is the character's real name. Saul.
I need to see the briefcase go inside your vault.
The house safe is for brandy and grandmother's pearls. What can you offer me that is more secure?
Let us revisit 2018 Cam Newton. Because as Bucky Brooks said there at the top of the show today, he was really, really good. I mean, 2018, before he got injured, he was having a season that, you know, it didn't speak to his MVP year, but it was certainly a lot better than I think what he gets credit for.
Cam all day.
2018, he was, before the injury, he was at 70% on his pass completion. He was averaging 245 passing yards a game. I believe he finished this season with a 22-7 touchdown to interception ratio. And he had over 400 rushing yards. I mean, he finished the season with 2,700 passing yards, which isn't a lot. But again, we're looking at the first. For the first 11 games, he was at 2,700 passing yards. So he was having a decent year, not 5 years ago. Not three, the 2018, though. Now, the question becomes, can he get back to that level? How serious was the injury? And it wasn't just that one injury in 2018. He's been plagued with a few things. Now, to his credit, he plays through them. What level is his health right now? And can he get back to that point he was at 2 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, that Gilmore game, Gilmore's first year, is still fresh in my mind. Fozzie Whitaker, you know, the backdoor stuff with McCaffrey and all that.
Yes.
And just guys running wide open. I talked to two guys that played defense against him. They said he's freaking hard to defend, man, because of his size, because of his athletic ability. And he's not a guy that is stationary in the pocket, meaning you could go attack him. Like Roethlisberger, you know where he's going to be. You know, your traditional dropback guy, you could sort of target. It's almost like blocking a punt when you bring your edge rushers. He goes, we're so taught we had to contain. The problem was when he slid up inside, if he pops it outside with this size, he's going to run you over. So it opens up a whole different, set of downs or different type of offensive scheme that you could run on third and four or shorter. Because if he just stands there and falls down, he's getting a first down. You know, put the shoulder down. I think that's what really led to his injuries, though. So how many times do you really want him doing that? You know, the big thing for him is you want to keep him upright, keep him in the pocket to where he can see things and get him comfortable back to being a quarterback and not necessarily being a quarterback that can run and a guy that, you know, we really want, you know, to take on two defenders and sort of run him over. And that's kind of the situation he's in now with these injuries. And, you know, you look at that video last night of them working on his foot. And it just those type of feet injuries, they pop up every once in a while again. So you got to be careful with that. But, hey, if he's healthy to go, and the amount of money you're spending right now to bring him in to give him a shot, it's a no-brainer right now for Patriots.
You mentioned the video. Jim Louth was completely swayed by that video last night. And Jim was taking us through the video frame by frame.
Makes you want to work out.
Look at him a few months ago. You know, he's been on the treadmill and
it's cut now.
He was really struggling. He's sweating, and he's been on there for an hour, and he's only going 3.4 miles. The first thing that T-Bone and I said, look at the incline he's on. He's at a 10. He's like walking
long,
up like a 45-degree angle for an hour at 3.4 miles an hour. I don't think the shape he was in a few months ago, Jim, was all that bad. What is my point?
He should be doing stuff that I can't do.
You couldn't walk on a treadmill at a 10 incline for an hour at 3.4 miles.
At 3.4, yes, I could.
No, you could not.
Jim, that could have been after jogging.
The treadmill said 65 minutes, and he had gone 3.4 miles.
At a 10 incline, T-Bone, our resident hunk of burning love, could Jim Louth walk on a treadmill at 3.4 miles an hour for an hour at a 10 incline?
I think you said it this morning. He could last 5 minutes, maybe.
5 minutes. 5 minutes I'd give you at that pace at a 10.
Listen, you know how big I was at one point? You know how strong my legs are from carrying around that weight all those years?
Easy, Thor.
I may have a belly, but I can walk, I can run, I can bike, I can do cardio stuff.
Wide base.
Strong
He's like
legs.
Lanny. It's weird. You get these guys out in the parking lot. Like, those guys, you want them on your team.
I would just caution anyone against falling in love with Cam Newton because of the way he looks right now. Look how thin his face is. Stop eating salt for 2 weeks. Your face can look like that, too. I mean,
listen, I was impressed. I was impressed with the way he looks lean. He looks lean and ready to go.
He does look ready to go.
You said, why is it different now than it was before? And I gave you a possible reason.
All right. Talk about this, though. Let's say Cam Newton is ready to go. Or even if he's not, let's say it's Jared Stidham. Something happens. Is it conceivable that the offense might be slow to start this year?
Pause. Yeah, but no.
Okay.
Because if Stidham's the guy and, you know, he's comfortable, then you don't really hold this thing back.
Okay, all right. So,
you know what I mean,
stick with Cam Newton then. Is it possible to consider that the offense would be slow to start? And if so, is the defense going to be good enough to keep them in ball games for the first part of the season? We'll talk about that next.
Okay.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand Hardy in for Beetle. Tim McCone in. We have another suggestion for the studio that McCone is operating in today. The Bone Zone.
Herb House.
The Bone Zone. Which is too much like McCone Zone.
That's true.
I still like the Tim Bin, and we've already received a cease and desist on calling your segment later today Tim Bits, so we're going to have to call it Tim's Bits.
Got it.
Tim Hortons.
Bob Nook?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Tim Hortons Munchkin product, you know, inferior to any Dunkin' product, of course, are called Timbits. So we are going to have to call it Tim's Bits based on the letter I got from legal. So.
We got a request on Twitter. They were a little upset that they thought we were going to rank the interns, or we were going to do it during one of those first segments.
That's what McCone thought we were doing.
There's some guy, Joe Edgerly. I don't even remember him, with the fat quads. I used to make fun of his fat quads.
He was a long time ago. He was a Patriots intern, too.
Who the hell is that kid, Jim?
He was a crazy kid. He went to Bridgewater State, I think.
He had red hair?
No.
Thick kid?
Did he have thicker thighs than Muffin Ass? Muffin ass
didn't
was
have thick, no. thick thighs.
Yes. Oh my God, he did.
No, he was just.
Oh, he
block.
Was juicy. Muffin ass was. I bet
he could run the treadmill at a 10-inch.
Not like Lotho. Not like Lotho.
Tom's watching this like the Sabruta film, trying to see how many calories. He's noticing he's gone down a level to 8 on the incline.
Look, he's in shape now. I don't get totally enamored with the fact he's a little thinner or in shape. I think he was in shape then. I don't know that Cam Newton's necessarily been out of shape.
March 17th, he was walking on a treadmill. And then this week, he was doing what he was doing in the video.
And that's all he was doing in March.
It's progress.
Right. Okay. All right. You think he's gotten better. I think Jared Stidham either got worse or we were being lied to this entire time. That's what I think.
I think Jared Stidham's changed one bit.
I don't think he has either.
There's no market for this guy, man. That was it. Now everybody's freaking out. They want to hand him the damn job.
I just don't think Stidham is as a deadlock for the job or as good. Or number one, not a deadlock for the job, which is what they would always say. It's going to be a competition in camp between Stidham and Hoyer and whoever else. Okay, that's going to be the party line. But beyond that, I don't think he's as good as we have been led to believe. If he were, they would not have brought Cam Newton in here, because if Cam Newton is healthy, he's going to be the starter. Jared Stidham would have to be otherworldly in camp to win the starting job away from a fully functional and healthy Cam Newton. Would you agree so? That Stidham would have to be something real, real special to win the job from Cam Newton if Cam's a full go?
Stidham's got the edge right now. He's the guy that's been here. Cam's walking into a totally different locker room. I know he thinks he's the guy. He's going to act like he's the guy. But he still has to go play. And he's going to earn the respect of everybody else in that room. He got to make plays.
You don't think they respect Cam Newton right now?
I think they respect him. I think they're going to sit there like we're going to do. We're going to sit there and watch, and we're going to wait. Go ahead. What can you throw that 17 out? Let's see it. Put it on a dime. Put it in a tight spot. You know?
I don't know that they've seen Jared Stidham do that.
Command the offense. You know, break the huddle. Let's hear what you say in the huddle. All that stuff. Everything's in play. It's going to be fascinating. It really is. I'm excited for it. It gives us some juice going into this camp, even though we don't even know if we're going to be able to watch it. But,
I think it's fascinating. I think it's fascinating.
They got five guys. They got five quarterbacks going into camp.
I think it's fascinating that you think Stidham has the upper hand based on the fact that he's been here.
What's he done to not have the upper hand? Go to a wedding in Texas?
What has he done? Tell me what he's done.
I'm just going by how the captains talk. That's all I can do.
Yeah,
when they're trying to sell us
on the idea, when they weren't sure if they were going to be able to get Cam Newton in here, for whatever reason, they were waiting. When it looked like Stidham was going to be the guy, absolutely, we're going to rally around him. We're going to get it out there that he's the guy. Are you as convinced now that Stidham is going to be the starting quarterback as you were 4 days ago?
No, it's up in the air. But I think he has the edge. I don't think Newton has the edge here. Newton's just walking in cold bird. How the heck does he have the edge?
Because he's
former
MVP who had an outstanding season through 11 bucks. Games in 2018 before he got hurt.
I don't know. McCone, you think he's got the edge just walking in?
I do. I mean, week two, you're at Seattle. You're going to go with Stidham and have Cam Newton on the sideline holding the clipboard. Like, I find that hard to believe. Don't you
think
too?
He's a backup. He's not here, I don't think.
I just think if you bring him in and you don't start him and you start to struggle, you're kind of opening yourself up for like a 2009 season where you start to lose the locker room, because you're going to have some guys in that locker room going, we have a former MVP on the sideline right now and we're going with this kid that can't play. Like, I don't know. I find it hard to believe. I had a lot more trust in Stidham before they signed Cam Newton. I think this is one of those things where you look at it and you go, like Hardy said, how much faith did they really have in Stidham if you're bringing in now Cam Newton? I understand it's an awesome deal, but I don't think you bring in Cam and then go, Stidham's still our guy.
So you don't think he's going to be on the sidelines, though? I don't think they brought him in to be a backup either. So rank the scenarios. What is the most likely scenario? Number one, he gets cut.
Cutter has to be traded, yes. Or maybe that is already part of the deal.
Okay. Number two, he gets the starting job. And number three, he's a backup?
Yes, I would say third is the backup. The backup, okay, is the furthest chance from happening.
I would flip-flop the first two. I would say the most likely scenario is that he's your starting quarterback. Number two, he's cut because the injury, or there's something wrong with his game, or they move him for whatever reason. And third would be the backup. Because I'm with you, McCone. I do not see him standing on the sideline holding the clipboard for Jared Stidham out there.
Here's what's interesting. Okay, Stidham's jerseys are all over the pro shop. We'll see how many Cam Newton jerseys they make within the next month.
Yeah.
Not that means anything, but. Yeah. You're not going to print jerseys and have a boxes upon boxes of them in the back if there's potential that this guy's going to be cut or he's not going to be on a team.
Do you put some weight behind that, Tim?
I think so, right?
Okay.
Don't you think
top eight jerseys? They make eight to ten jerseys in there, and they hang them.
So what if they struggle out of the gate with Cam Newton in at quarterback? Is the defense going to be good enough to keep this team in games for the first four or five games of the season?
I hope so. I think they're going to be good enough in the back end, and I'm anxious to see what kind of changes they are, you know, especially with the COVID and not really knowing a lot and how Bill changed that defense coming off the shortened year, you know, a couple years ago where they flipped from 3-4 to 4-3 and you bring in Andre Carter and you try and rush guys off the edge. You know, you lose guys like Kyle Van Noy. I don't know if they're going to go 3-4, 4-3. They're going to go big nickel. They're going to bring that Phillips kid down. They're going to put Chung in the box. You still have McCourty, you know, deep back there. I think it's going to be interesting opposite Gilmore. I think they're loaded in the secondary. I think there's a lot of questions up front. You know, who's going to be the contain guys? Who's going to be in the mix with Hightower? How healthy can Hightower, stay for 16 games? I think that's imperative.
Yeah, the back end.
Don't have a lot of depth in the middle.
Right. The back end is far and away the strength of this defense. Is that going to be enough to hold, you know, to keep them in the mix? Should things stutter out of the gate a little bit. I just want to grab one call real quick to Jim before we go to break here. Dan in Boston on Cam Newton. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, also, we don't have time to talk about Below Deck, but maybe next time. What's that?
We can talk about Below Deck as much as you want. Are you caught up yet, Zoe? I'm one episode behind. We watched last night. Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm caught up, and it's getting interesting because we know the guy gets fired now because he had some racist posts.
I don't know any of this. If you're going to have,
I don't know who it is.
If there's going to be below deck,
fired?
If there's going to be below deck spoilers, that at the start, and then I can cut you off.
Well, he's not. You're not going to see it this season, so don't worry about
okay.
that. But anywho,
all right.
But I was just going to say that Cam Newton, he's got a prove it year. He's training, hype videos, big production. I mean, he wants to get a big deal and prove everyone wrong. He will not stand on the sideline with a clipboard. He's coming in to win the job. If he doesn't get a contract from someone else, he'll retire. Like, he's not going to
retire. He's 31 years old.
He needs to make his money.
Yeah, that's where I would part company. I'm with Zoe. I don't think he would hang it up after this. I think he would at least get.
He's not putting this type of work in to retire.
Wait to see what's going to happen the rest of this season. You know, what are the odds that someone's going to need a quarterback at some point in the middle of the season?
See, we always say that people need quarterbacks. Like, quarterbacks are not at a premium. You need them.
Yeah.
But yet we go down the list and that team's set. Like, there's the team he came from needed a new quarterback, and he's not there. And his coach wants another team needed a quarterback.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.